Podtech for episode 211, Multiplayer Tips and Tricks for Citadel for the week of December 23rd, 2009.
Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I'm your host, G. Lewis.
And I'm your host, Brent Gamer.
Yay. So it's kind of semi-official now that Brent's our new co-host.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the replacement for Crypto.
Crypto,
has been long gone.
Our buddy from the pond. He's long gone. He's not dead, though, thankfully. He's still alive. He's just too busy.
That'd be messed up if he's dead and we're talking about him that way.
He's gone.
He got eaten by a gooba fish.
Big gooba fish.
the
big gooba fish.
The big gooba. Speaking of which, I've been playing a lot of Super Mario Bros. Wii lately, and it's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. The Goombas are pretty easy, but the game's pretty hard.
Have you been playing co-op with your girlfriend?
Actually, no. We only have one controller, so I need to go buy another one. Ooh, I'm thinking I'm going to get one for Christmas, so that's I'm cool. Not
going to buy one. Okay. Very nice.
Yes. Anywho.
Speaking of which, it is that time of year, and we haven't had an episode in a while that, because of the midst of finals.
Oh, we should ask people what they wanted for Christmas and write it out in the show. We didn't.
I want a pony.
So, Brent, what would you like for Christmas? Just come on, sit on old Santa G. Lewis's lap. What do you want for Christmas?
Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Yeah. I want a My Little Pony playset with the purple pony, not the pink one.
Oh, yes, definitely. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
And the custom brush so that I can, you know, comb its beautiful mane.
You want a big Brenty on the top of it? Is what you want?
Yes, that'd be great. That would be great.
So I'm just going to send you one. Watch.
I hope.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. But how about you? How about you, Dustin? What you want for Christmas?
I don't know. I pretty much bought what I wanted. I bought the new Podtacular shirt.
So you want?
Podtacular store.
Just tell everybody you want Modern Warfare. Just say it.
No. if people buy it from me, I'll play it, but it's not on my wish list. But if people so choose to send me it, I will.
So the only thing you wanted was a Podtacular t-shirt?
No, there's plenty of things I want, but there's very few items I need.
I want a gold-plated hot tub, but I can't get that, G. What am I going to do?
Gold-plated
That's why you got to finish school, and then one day we'll buy one.
So I can get my gold-plated hot tub? It's going to be awesome.
That's when you know you're doing good in life, when you have a gold-plated hot tub.
I don't even know if there is a gold-plated hot tub.
Why would you want a gold plate? Wouldn't you want like a 24 karat gold, 100%?
Because, I mean, it's not like you need a solid gold hot tub. You just need one that looks gold.
You're cheap.
So, the gold paint or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I can spend that money that I saved on the gold plating to build like my own, you know, special cabana around the hot tub.
Brent's meter reader is gonna buy his own cabana.
Great.
The meter maid.
Yep.
Oh, not this again.
Oh, anyway.
Certified meter maid.
You took that off your Skype though.
Yeah, it did. I don't know why actually.
Certified meter maid. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, as some of you guys have already heard, we are without a guest this week, and that's kind of due to the sudden stuff.
Oh, Dusty, you're the guest this week. We are...
Shush. Shush.
Sorry.
Anyway, hopefully next week we'll have a guest, because we'll actually plan out ahead of time, because I have all next week off, and hopefully Greg has one of the days off.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hopefully,
indeed. So this week we are doing tips for Citadel, which is one of the new Halo 3 Mythic maps. It's the symmetric one that's based off of the Covenant campaign level. So that's what we're doing this week. And as always, we're going to start off with some random frags.
Yes.
That we have in our mailbag.
Mailbag.
Mailbag. Mail call.
Just to let you know, I found out that you're supposed to tip your mailman on Christmas. Like.
Oh, really?
Don't what? Forget to do that. I didn't know that either. It was on.
Does the mail run on Christmas?
No, I mean, like, during the holidays, not like on Christmas.
I was about to say, if it's running on Christmas, I'll tip him.
My mom tips.
Yeah, because I feel bad for him.
My mom tips the UPS guy with cookies.
Yes, I want to work for UPS, and I'm going to deliver to your mom's house.
Hey, UPS guy, you want a tip? Get a new job.
Oh, they make good money. They make
good
money.
Yeah, I know they do. Actually, you should probably keep your job, dude.
He's like, how much do you make a year?
That's right, I make more than you. You're that fool.
Making $250,000 a year. What are you making?
I pity your paycheck.
Oh, goodness.
Anyways.
So, yes, off to the random frags. Do you guys want to start off?
I think Brent should go since he has been dubbed the official, new official host of the official, unofficial Halo podcast.
Yeah, I'm semi-pro now.
He's going to get signed next week. He's got to get a sponsor.
Yeah, I've moved up from intramural to club sports. It's going to be great. No, that's what's. Wait, is it clubs to intramural?
Yes.
No, it's
intramural to club.
That's right.
It's an actual sport that the school doesn't endorse.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, so this is going to be great. All your hopes. Dear PodTech, it's All Your Hopes, formerly known as Caboose. I just wanted to thank you for dissing me on my grammar. I just wanted to repoint out that I'm from a foreign country in the Middle East, and we pronounce words. It sounds like we're regurgitating food. So thanks a lot, Dusty. P.S. Left 4 Dead 2 rocks. Suck on that one, Hitler.
Yes, do it. Hitler, okay. Suck on it.
Okay.
I agree, if he could. Yeah, he's probably alive somewhere, I guarantee. He got banned from Xbox not long ago. So.
Yeah, they had a new one out for Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, I've seen that one. That one's pretty good.
The Xbox one is still better.
Yeah.
And the Mario.
I don't even know
what actual movie that's from.
It's I've actually seen that movie in German class. We started watching it when I was in high school. It's called
Hitler.
It's called Der Untergang, which means the undertaking or the downfall.
Uh-huh.
And if you get it in German, it's called Der Untergang. And I think they have an English subtitle version called The Downfall or something like that.
I'll have to see if I can get it on Netflix.
It's actually a pretty cool movie.
I thought it was called Hitler.
It might be that in English, but...
Oh, okay. I really don't know, but...
I'll have to see if it's on Netflix.
We'll put a link to that in the show notes for everybody.
All right.
Sweet.
I'll read the next one.
Short.
Next one is from Joshua. He writes in this long submission, so bear tight with me, everybody. All right. So hello, everyone at PodTech. Just want to notify you guys that the show is still awesome as ever, even after 210 episodes. Keep it up, and we shall. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Thank you, dude.
We're still here. That's episode 211.
Keep on trucking for the rest of your day.
Trucking on life support.
Don't pull it. Anywho.
Oh, goodness. Next one comes from Rabid Diarrhea. He writes, hey, Potecular, it's Rabid Diarrhea here, and I have been meaning to submit this, but I've been busy. The day before Modern Warfare 2 came out, I got 1,000 gamer score in ODST, nice. Which was my first 100% completed game.
Nice.
He says he has 1,500 in Halo 3. I still don't have 100 in ODST.
I don't have 100%.
We need to work on that, Greg.
I need indoor, so.
After the break, and we need to do Halo Wars.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Especially the matchmaking, because everyone's probably left the matchmaking by now. That's probably easy to get the achievements.
Yeah, probably.
So he goes on to say, just to let you know, getting my recon took forever.
Ever.
Keep on fragging Halo Waypoint because I only need 5 more gamer score in Halo to be level 40, but I'm too lazy, and people who either Halo 3 or Modern Warfare 2 suck. They both rock. Halo for the win.
The heck does that mean?
I don't know.
Maybe people dislike?
I think you should say people who prefer Halo 3 over Modern Warfare 2 suck. I don't know. They both rock. Maybe who play either?
Maybe he can clarify that.
Yeah. Thank you, Rabbit, for submitting, though. Good luck on the 40.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Moving on to Sniper Master. Hey, PodTech, it's your... What is this?
Yes.
Presidential? It's your presidential sniper?
I think so.
He enunciated it. He didn't spell it right.
It's your presidential sniper.
No, he didn't do presidential. He did presidential.
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 That's to make sure the Obama administration doesn't find it. Track the email. They're looking for all words that say PREDENTIAL. They're never going to see this.
No.
It's great.
He's very sneaky.
He's very sneaky.
Very observant.
Sneaky beaver. Yeah.
I know you guys will take this as a joke, but that's okay. I just want Dusty to know that if Dusty didn't do spell check, I would still be known as Sniper Master. But I have to admit that it was funny. Still love you guys. P.S. My new gamer tag is Sniper Master 1356. Now by PodTech. Keep on fragging trucks.
I hope his gamer tag is Sniper Master 1356. Now by PodTech. I wish that was his.
Body by PodTech.
Too long. It has to be 21 characters.
That's what she said. T-Bird 007, who's actually supposed to be on the show and is not on, unfortunately, wrote in. This would be weird if he read his own thing. And then he said, "Hello, everyone. Just a minute again to tell you about a mistake in the Halo Encyclopedia. On page 204, they mic'd up the Rocket Hog. I guess they messed up the Rocket Hog and Goshawk pictures. And on another page, which I forget, they got the spelling of stories wrong. I don't know. S-T-O-R. I guess the I-E-S.
I think he spelled it the way they spelled it in the book.
Book is great, but I always notice when something is wrong. Like in the beginning of 209, G. Lewis says something random, frag trucks now.
We need a Frag Trucks audio clip.
That'd be cool. We got to do that over the break.
Over the break, yeah.
There's so much stuff we're going to do. Because we're going to be gone for like 3 weeks or maybe a little while longer. Well, we're normally gone for 3 weeks anyway, so it'd be normal.
Yeah.
It should just be like a 5-second clip from Not Enough by Van Halen. That'd be great.
I don't even know what...
Never gonna give you up.
Never even.
No, that's Rick Astley.
It
should be that, actually. That'd be great, too.
we should have a
I'm not gonna put a Rick roll every time we have a keep on fragging in our submissions. It's not happening.
Never strangers to love.
Anyway, Big Gooba Fish.
Big Gooba.
The Big Gooba Fish writes in, "Hi, Potacular. It's the Big Gooba Fish with a small rant today. I've been playing Halo 3 and Modern Warfare 2 a lot in the past week, and I've noticed that in almost every game I get into, the host is usually in America. Being an Australian, we generally get bad connections with Americans, and I've noticed this host priority thing even when the majority of players in the game are Australian. Game developers need to find a way to choose a host in games based on the connections of other players because I am tired of my headshots doing nothing due to lag. Also, I'm interested in being a co-host of the Modern Warfare 2 versus Halo 3 discussion, as I play both games extensively and have some opinions.
Oh, well,
just email me if you can and have Skype and a good mic.
We would love to email you. However, we don't know what your email address is.
We'd love to email you, but our American connection can't relay that email over to Australia. We can't do it.
Fast enough. So
it would take you several weeks just
I'm
to download
sure
this.
Dusty knows the reason why that happens. Is it because that we're closer to the actual server, probably? So it actually picks
probably.
Us. That's probably what it is.
I think it's because it's like a political commentary on the state of the world. See, probably. Like the Australians try to do stuff, but ultimately they do nothing at all.
Well, probably when they determine ping, since the servers are American side, they detect lowest ping on the American side of things instead of Australia. But I mean, like Vico said, it should be priority host who has the
this should be the big fail of the day.
Who has the lowest ping for all players in the party, not necessarily to the host servers of the actual I guess who does it, Activision or okay. Okay. Bored. I get it. Brent, take the next one.
Now for the computer science minute. Here is Dustin Storm.
Dustin Storms. Well, that doesn't sound like
Hey, it. You asked.
Dude, say what you want about Australia, but if we didn't have Australia, we wouldn't have Mad Max. And if we didn't have Mad Max, we wouldn't have Beyond Thunderdome.
Mad Max?
If we didn't have Beyond Thunderdome, we wouldn't have Tina Turner with Dusty hair.
That actually brings me to something. At our fraternity house,
yeah.
Our password to our wireless network is Thunderdome.
Thunderdome?
Anyway,
great.
All right. Triple X Death Above Us. Hey, PodTech. It is the only person from hell above the earth, lol. I'm here to say that if Microsoft wants some money.
What is he, Little Nicky or something?
I'm here to say that if Microsoft wants some money.
Okay.
They what?
Why does KBC have a picture of Macchio on his Facebook profile?
It's funny because it's a joke. I don't know.
Macchio is great, dude. I need a picture
he
of
retired,
him.
I think. I think he retired unofficially.
If I was still in high school, I would take a picture of Macchio and put it on my Trapper Keeper.
You should get like one of those t-shirts where you just have a picture in the middle.
Yeah. In memory of Macchio.
I thought they had one of those already.
Oh, maybe if there's not, we're going to put it in the Podtacular store.
Oh, goodness gracious.
We should have like his career years on our t-shirts in memory of Macchio.
Oh, jeez.
Have those ready for MLG Dallas 2010.
We should walk around with it.
Yeah.
His status under it is nom 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 nom.
Like, we have a picture of him smiling, like the only picture they ever have on the MLG Pro site, and we just take that and we Photoshop in like a tear rolling down his cheek. But he's still smiling.
No, so it under it you wrote cannot has.
You cannot has.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
I think we should, on his birthday, we should do an in memory of his career.
And yeah.
Everybody on our Facebook, they should all make their profiles as Macchio's.
We have like Chariots of Fire playing in the background. St. Elmo's Fire, whatever.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be the bee's knees.
Take me where the future's lying. St. Elmo's Fire.
Where was I? All right.
You're reading the...
Yeah, we're talking about this guy. I am here to say that if Microsoft wants some money, they should make a helmet pack on Marketplace that allows us to buy all the helmets that the group of Spartans have from Reach. I am sorry, I am not on the forums. It's because I'm too lazy to do forums. Sorry. Keep on fragging G. Lewis, who messes up my submissions and rides a failboat while Dusty gets mad and goes crazy with his sniper and ends up shooting Funny Boy, the failboat driver, and Rex. G. Lewis, thinking the failboat is a cruise, starts going crazy and pulls out his SWAT gun. Chuck Norris hears his cry and flies on his cloud. While this is happening, Stalmy takes Dusty's watch and runs, but Dusty's watch cries, and Chuck Norris goes after the watch. So Stalmy and Chuck have a fight, but then Fungus Oz pops out and yells, "I'm a charge of my laser," and fires, killing Chuck and Stalmy.
So Chucky's dead?
Wow,
no, Chuck Norris.
Oh.
Which is impossible. That completely invalidates the story. Right
I don't
there.
Think you that can't you kill can. Chuck Norris. I don't care if you how many Spartan lasers you got. Chuck Norris has got biceps. So.
Yeah. You just see it like reflect off of his pecs. The laser hits, it just like reflects off.
He starts like, ooh, that itches.
It hits like a phantom or something, blows it up.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Have you guys seen that that new show where Steven Seagal is like an actual deputy sheriff in like Louisiana?
No.
It's called Steven Seagal Lawman, and it's on A&E. And it turns out that Steven Seagal has been an actual deputy sheriff in a Louisiana county, or it's a Louisiana parish, for like 19 years, and he hasn't told anybody yet. But now they're filming it as like a documentary. So now every week you can watch Steven Seagal go arrest actual people.
I would find out where that's at.
I'm going to go commit a crime in his parish just so that I can get arrested by Chuck Norris. But I'm going to make sure I'm violent because I want to fight him. Like, I want to say that I fought, you know, Steven Seagal. I'm going to get my butt kicked. I like have no doubt that Steven Seagal's like gonna kick me in the face or something, break my nose. But I'm gonna go out in a blaze of glory.
I could see you doing that.
What are you in for? I tried to fight Steven Seagal. What are you in?
No. I stole an old lady's purse.
There was like a 65-year-old woman here in my town that got arrested for shooting at a 45-year-old guy.
Wait, she shot with a gun?
Yeah, she took a gun and shot at him.
Did she charge her laser, or was it like a gun?
No, gun? It was a botched drug deal. She didn't get good stuff.
What?
So she started shooting at him.
What?
Wow. Okay.
Well, that's something you don't hear every day from old ladies.
Moving right along.
Moving right along.
All right.
Trucking.
So now we're on the actual submissions for Citadel.
Mm-hmm. Which I played a few times today. And
did you?
Won every time.
Very nice. So what are your guys' opinions on the map? Good?
It's
bad. What game types do you like on it?
I Capture the Flag.
Yeah.
CTF?
Mm-hmm. Capture the Flag was my favorite. That's pretty much what I played today. I played Throwback all day, and I Capture the Flag a lot. Me and Overgy were playing, and we were pretty much owning and opponent, like we do. Which is also reaching another point. Team Throwback is pretty awesome, and you guys should play it. Everybody.
Oh, yeah?
It's my new favorite playlist.
So what is it throwback to? What kind of throwbacks are you getting?
It has the Halo 1 rules.
Oh.
So it's oddballs 150 seconds. And
so like low
counts.
Polygon count.
Yeah. Assault rifle actually works.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking of today, right? Since it's like actual Christmas, is have an alternate version of the maps where it's all snow.
And Santa's flying above snowbound. Ho,
or yeah. Frozen, yeah, or frozen textures like in a pit where you slide.
And whenever a weapon spawns, it spawns in a present box.
Yes,
that'd be great. Awesome. That'd be pretty cool.
Oh man!
And the flags are trees, Christmas trees. And
oh man, you know what I want? I want a banshee. I want the model for the banshee to be replaced by like Santa. And his sleigh with like red hair.
Oh, the laser shoot out of Rudolph's nose.
Oh, man. Oh. I would feel bad about Spartan lasering Santa's sleigh, though.
There's probably a mod for that on Half-Life.
I hope so. I hope that there's something out there like that.
And if not, he's going to make it over the break.
All the Bungie had to do to make it a very Merry Christmas for me would be to, release a Halo 3 remake of Blood Gulch, my favorite map of all time,
I mean, you could do it already, Bungie,
Bungie has to be the Grinch here,
Think about it. You could do another 4-hour run of CTF on Blood Gulch.
Mr. Bungie.
Mr. Shishka.
You're a mean one.
I can imagine the Grinch, sneaking into Bungie headquarters at night, and, he just, turns the light on, and Jerome's just sitting there. Stares at him.
You know what I protect, boy.
What are you doing here, Grinch? They say you a mean one.
You ain't taking my recon helmet. Not this time, Grinch.
I wouldn't say they won't touch you with a 29.5-foot pole, but I'm about to touch you with my fist.
Who would win between Chuck Norris and Jerome? Who would win?
I would be laughing hysterically right now, but my mom's trying to sleep.
Who would win? I think that would be a situation where that fight would never happen because Chuck Norris and Jerome fully realize that that fight would go on for eternity.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like Gandalf and that big dragon thing.
It's like the unmovable object and the unstoppable force. Like, which one wins? Neither one does.
I protect Bungie, employees and Bungie property.
Stalemate.
And then Chuck Norris is just doing his whole Walker to Texas Ranger bullcrap,
I will accept that as a Christmas present, too, if Bungie makes an alternate narration for games, like a different announcer.
Crikey.
Instead of flag captured or flag taken, it's just Jerome flag taken. What are you doing? You're supposed to be protecting the flag and flag property. What you doing, blue team? Well, get on it.
Crikey, he got the flag.
Sorry, I'm going with the Steve Irwin.
Jerome said, Jerome punch. He should. It's actually this is unofficial. It's a rumor, but I heard that in the newest Street Fighter, Jerome's going to be a character.
Yeah,
it's going
to
be.
That's unfair to everyone else.
Spartan XXX would be Jerome.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's unofficial, but it's a rumor. So,
okay.
Look for it.
Well, before we waste any more time, let's go ahead and do the submissions.
The submissions. Les
Greg,
submissions.
I think you are up.
Am I up?
Oh, I got our favorite Scottish.
Huh.
I got Jimmy here, thinking with his dipstick.
That's like Raza, with a dipstick.
Raza 119 writing from the pond of crypto. No, I don't want to call it. From Scotland. He's Scottish, as he says.
Scottish.
I asked him if he was British, and he goes, "No!" Expletive, expletive, expletive. I'm Scottish! Anyway, Raza119 writes in, "What's up, PodTech? It's the one and only Raza119. I'm going to do a Scottish accent. I can't do a Scottish accent. My tips for this map are stick to the edge of the map with the special assault rifle, otherwise known as the battle rifle. Shoutouts to Funny Boy, Giffy Boy, Freshie, Man Q, Lancelot, G-Lo's Dusty, and my awesome clan. Keep on fragging the spawn killing. Assault rifle spraying, dual wielding shotgun mofos on MW2.
Okay.
Modern Warfare 2. So he's saying, I don't really like that they have dual wielding shotguns, but whatever. Nooblet, noob cakes.
Okay, next one we have is from IJLK. 147.
That's a good one.
He writes in, "Hey guys, I'm not gonna say it again. Here for tips for Citadel. Citadel.
What? That's a new drink.
Citadel.
It's a new thing from Pepsi. Yeah, it's
Crystal
citrus.
Pepsi.
Yeah.
So
new.
So apparently there's this new map called Citadel.
Played. Hey boy, y'all played the Citadel yet? It's the gray one. First, you go down to the Big Chicken, and you take a left at the Big Chicken, and then you at the Citadel. It's an awesome map. They got best assault rifles. They got a camo bridge. They got everything. Anyway, sorry, I had to do it.
Nah, that's cool. Going on, he says, in this map, you should always have carrots and pineapples. A.K.A. spike and frag grenades. So we're calling them carrots now.
Yeah, they call them, I've heard of the pineapples.
I've heard of the pineapples, not the carrots.
The carrots. Carrots are, I like the baby carrots, so. I don't think they make mini spike grenades, but.
No. He said, and a bubble shield for corners. The frags, so the bounce off the corners, and carrots for when you catch up, and the carbine. Keep on fragging Halo Wars, which is the game Dusty is playing while he's watching, while his watch is trying to be stolen, but was stopped by magical midgets who then eat the watch so they can take over. Stall me, please, and steal every watch in the world.
Oh, it's like what's that movie, Men in Black, where the people are like, the aliens are driving the humans? The midgets just got into Stall Me Please, and they are controlling him.
Oh, yeah, okay, I know which one you're talking about.
That's how it's going.
Yeah.
He says, or 111111 from episode 210. I don't remember that. Anyway, he said, sorry for the log one. He said, Heretic sucks. So does Modern Warfare 2 haters. Then you, Dusty and G. If you guys diss Modern Warfare 2 again, I will stop listening. P.S. Dusty, you suck.
Well, we need as many people as we can get for advertisers, so I won't say it no more. But
I dislike Modern Warfare 2.
Me too. Okay, let's get this over with.
But
though I've only played it like 4 or 5 times, I have not.
I have my reasons, and granted,
you bought it, right, Brent?
Brent, yeah, I bought it. Dusty hates it because the
I don't
dedicated
hate it.
Servers thing.
I don't.
He has a strong dislike for it.
Yes,
because
yes.
Of the mod or the dedicated servers thing, which is.
Well, and I've heard about the unlimited ammo glitch, and that there's supposedly that's a virus. That if you play someone that who has that glitch, it copies over from Xbox to Xbox and spreads.
Yeah, it's Y2K. Like your system can't handle going into 2000. Like the clock wasn't made to do it. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's like a virus. It's like the first Xbox virus. So I'm glad I didn't buy it.
MWY2K. Yeah.
So if you just randomly get matched up with somebody that has this thing, yes. You get a virus.
Yes.
There should be an achievement for that. Received virus.
It should say contracted as the achievement name.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't suggest playing Modern Warfare 2 anymore. But in the first couple of weeks, it's all right. I don't play it anymore because I got bored with it.
It's pretty easy, huh?
It's Modern Warfare. It's a different kind of multiplayer game. Well, and we'll get into that. If we ever do that episode on the differences between Halo multiplayer and Modern Warfare 2 multiplayer, should that episode ever come to fruition? And I think it should.
It will.
I think it's a legitimate discussion.
It will. It's down the line.
But we'll talk about that later.
Dusty is so pumped for this.
It will. Don't worry.
Well, no, I just know a lot of people are looking forward to it.
So oh, it is written. So it should be.
For instance.
All right, let's do it. Player 2, press start. Hey, Podtacular, in my opinion, Heretic is the best out of the In my opinion, Heretic is the best out of the Mythic 2 maps, but Citadel is still great. One thing to do on Citadel is to go grab the sniper and sit along the far back at the windows along the shotgun corner hall spawn and just pick them off as they spawn. I've gotten a few sniper sprees that way. Oh, shout-outs to my man, Andre Martin, Car 113, and the party squad.
Shouts to Andre.
Shouts to Andre the Giant. Andre 3000.
Jeez.
Dude, Andre 2000 is a beast, I must say.
Okay.
You don't know who Andre 2000
no,
is?
No, I don't.
You obviously don't listen to Outkast.
Obviously.
No, I haven't listened to them.
True roses smell that.
They're on my iTunes. I was thinking about that
when I took crap today. I'm not joking. Like 30 minutes before I came on the show, I was thinking about that song while I was on the pod.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Day one, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh man, but yeah, that reminded me of Outkast.
Mr. Brent, you really are a tease.
There's nothing more mature than potty humor, folks.
Yeah. If you honestly think that, go see funny people, because that's all it is.
Is that all it is?
Yeah.
I can imagine that, you know, Adam Sandler loves potty jokes.
Yeah. Billy Madison.
Is Seth Rogen in that movie?
Do you have any more? Yes, he's in the whole movie.
I can imagine he loves him too.
More gum? Do you have any more gum?
The only Adam Sandler movies that I truly enjoyed were Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore.
You like the Waterboy? Waterboy was
actually
hilarious.
Yeah, you're right. I like the Waterboy.
Waterboy was the best.
And I like Big Daddy too. Big Daddy was all right.
Yeah, Big Daddy's pretty funny. Funny People's good too. Dude, Click was awesome.
I haven't seen any of these movies.
I cried during Click, and I don't even know why.
You cried during Click?
When he's outside and it's raining and he's all fat, and I was like, that's going to be me one day.
I cried during Waterboy and said,
nobody
says my mama's wrong.
Because Brent did that once.
My mama's alligator made me so mad because I got all damn teeth and no toothbrush. Boy, your mama was wrong.
My mama wasn't wrong. I can see like somebody asking Brent. So Brent, what is the square root of 4,096? Well, the square root ain't real because we ain't need to know that because that's what mama said. Your mama is wrong. My mama ain't wrong.
Okay, let's move on.
We should do that with Halo. We should totally incorporate that into Halo news somehow if we ever do it.
Okay.
Waterboy?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll think about it.
All right.
Yeah, I guess Stall Me Please. The infamous Walt Steeler is writing in, and this is what he writes. He says, hey, boys and girls. It's the one and only official Walt
Steeler. I hear a phone vibrating.
It's mine. Of Podtacular, it's actually all those people hitting me up, you know.
Non-existent people.
And I have arrived on this podcast with my freshly baked tips straight out of the oven with the ooey chocolatey goodness. First off, no place is safe on this map, which I agree. So I don't know how in the world Player 2 got good sniper sprees off of camping, because you can't really camp on this map. It is very open and almost no cover. Because of the lack of cover, be careful when you chase them around a corner. They will hurt you. Assassinate, hit, shoot, stick, kill, or even worse, teabag you. And they call you their female dog. Also, like most maps, the middle may be the best escape route with the flag of the bomb, which is true. This is the easiest. Because most of the combat takes place around the outside of the map. Well, that's all I got. Keep on fragging G Lewis. Ha 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 ha. Whoop dee doo. Watch back next time. I won't buy guard dogs that you can get by with bacon strips. Basically, beginner's luck, and you suck. Just kidding. I love you. Just kidding. I don't. Just kidding. Just kidding. I really do loathe you. Just kidding. That was supposed to be love, not loathe. Stall me out.
That was weird.
Yeah. Ooh. Yes. I know those bacon strips, man. Dogs go crazy over them. That's what happens. You shouldn't have got Doug from Up to watch your watches. You shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
You should have got
bacon strips brand.
Bacon strips. They're great.
Bacon. It's not bacon. That's bacon strips.
Tell me what you see when I show you this.
Bacon!
Yes.
Bacon! And this? Show me smoky bacon!
Darkness. Darkness surrounding me.
Darkness, everybody. Darkness.
The dog starts having like a mental breakdown.
Oh, jeez.
Darkness is all around me.
Okay.
I can't feel anything.
Can't do nothing. All
can't
I
feel
see
anything
is
but the cold darkness.
All I see is the bacon. And the light.
I see the light.
And it's made out of bacon.
Light.
Don't go towards it. Don't eat the bacon. Don't do it. Don't eat the bacon.
Okay.
Who is this person? This person gives you, named Davey, 15dshaw1@gmail.com, emails me like 15 times a day, and it's always like
YouTube
all these
videos.
Yes.
I don't know who
picture.
He is.
Just turn your webcam on for a second.
Did he send you crap too?
Yeah, I just ignore it.
I don't know who it is.
I don't know who it is either.
It's somebody from our website, I think.
What does he send you?
He sends just me like YouTube. All these YouTube videos. He sends me all these CDs and stuff. I've never
opened CDs.
CDs. What?
Like in the mail?
CDs. He sends me all these weird pictures of himself like holding this
stuff. Oh, gross, dude. I don't want to hear about
it. I haven't gotten pictures yet.
Consider yourself lucky, Dustin.
Yeah, no kidding. Anyway,
Dave, if you're listening, you heard it. Dusty wants those pics.
My name.
No, I do not.
Oh, he spelled my name G-R-E-A-G-R-Y. So he spelled me G-Angry Lewis.
I don't know. I have a feeling it is someone from the site, but I don't know who.
I've got a feeling someone's going to have to, you know, make an appeal for a restraining order. Someone's going to have to, you know, get a shotgun. Get on the porch.
Some no shotguns. Call on Doug. Hopefully you got no bacon strips.
Okay.
We've been waiting for you, Dave.
I'm going to call Jerome.
What's in the bag, Dave?
Is that a Jared commercial?
Yes. You open it up, and it's like, it's the portal girl. Shoots a portal at you, and she's like, I'm free!
Oh, I like the Jared commercial. It annoys me, but it annoys me so much that I find it hilarious, where they're like sitting doing a crossword puzzle, and they're like, what's a 15-letter phrase for marriage? And they're like, I don't know.
Matt,
it's like, he went to Jared! And they're like, I went to Jared! Like, they start freaking out, like, hugging each other and stuff. And like, they're really getting into it. I mean, these chicks are like hugging, like getting all close, and then the who I suppose is fiance walks in, and he goes, I guess you told her. And they just keep like giggling and hugging each other. It's weird.
I actually went to Zales. And then they all stop. Like,
is there something we need to know? Was that? Are you engaged, G?
No. No.
Did you go to Jared?
Did you go to Jared?
What's in the bag, Greg?
Like, you, Brett's just getting all excited. Did you go to Jared?
Well, if I ever see you with the crossword puzzle and you ask me what a 15-letter phrase for marriage is, I'll know you went to Jared.
I'm going to ask that.
And then we'll start giggling and holding each other, and your girlfriend walk in. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
That'd be horrible.
I can't wait for that day.
No, that'd be wrong.
I can only dream of that day, Greg. Until then, we're going to have to read.
Hold on. This next one, the last sentence, I would read it before you say it. Just read it real quick.
Okay. T-Bird 007 writes in, "Hey, it's me, and I'm submitting tips for that map for this month. Some tips for this map is to take the upper hallways, then pick off those noobs running to rockets."
Yes.
And then you want to read the next part?
No, I'm just saying read it. I don't know if you think it's appropriate.
Keep on fragging Black Shark.
Shrek.
Okay. Well, you spelt it Shirk, so.
Yeah, Shrek.
And Jerome, who got married last week? What?
Did he really get married last weekend?
No, it's a joke. I'm not sure it's a joke.
About to say, he went to Jared?
Speaking of.
Hey, don't mess with Jerome.
Don't do it.
I stole this from Jared.
He went to Jared.
Correction.
Jared employees and Jared property.
What if he said that?
She's like, you broke into Jared's. No, I walked in. I said, I want a ring. They gave it to me. No questions asked.
That's what happens when you and Jerome, baby.
Brent, you do the best Jerome impersonation.
Yeah, he does.
Put this rock on your finger. You know what Beyonce knows says about it. She's like, put a ring on it. I put a ring on it.
I need to finish listening to the rest of the Bungie podcast to see if he was on the show.
Oh, my single ladies. Oh, my single ladies.
We need to do a video where we're just dancing like the single ladies video.
Oh, no.
Like in front of a white backdrop.
Wait, me and Justin? Who gets the gauntlet? Life?
Who gets the gauntlet? Who gets the, what's her name? Sasha Fierce? Isn't that her stage name?
What? What?
Yeah, Beyonce's stage name is Sasha Fierce or something, that whenever she has the gauntlet on, that like robo gauntlet. Yeah.
All right.
That's a little bit Beyonce Knowles trivia for you.
Well, if you ever get asked at the local trivia challenge, now you guys know, thanks to Brent. TimX222 writes in, "Hello, Podtacular. I have a submission on Citadel tips. Number one, I hate this map. Number two, use car mines and stickies. Number three, avoid the rocket and plasma. You stole my pistola." Okay.
Mm.
That's kind of weird. Four, the noob combo works well when above, just getting in the noob spirit. He's spelling everything wrong, by the way. Please add me to your friends list, Duststorm. My username says it all. TimX2222. It may be uppercase on Tim. I don't have ODST yet. Keep on fragging trucks carrying Mexicans across the border illegally from Transformer Xbox 60s that gut them and disguise themselves as humans like Men in Black.
Okay.
Nice. Well, I don't send out friend requests like this, so you're welcome to send one to me.
He won't accept
it. Sorry, I don't go out of the way to add friends unless I'm making the effort to, not if someone asked me to.
Call us, we won't call you.
Yes. The same thing applies.
I hate to backtrack, but it's really bothering me that I cannot pronounce Sasha easily.
You just said it.
Sasha, I know, but I had to work around it. Sasha? Sasha Fierce?
How's it hard? You're saying Sasha, it perfectly.
I know I'm saying it perfectly, but I'm having to work at it.
Brent,
like
sometimes
to actively, like think about
Brent,
it.
Sometimes you got to work hard at things that you wouldn't have to work hard at.
This is the first time I've had to work hard in my life. I can't handle it.
I did geometry. I did calculus 4. I got the Nobel Peace Prize, but this is the first hard thing I've ever had to do. Say Sasha.
Sasha.
Dang it, I just said it wrong.
I love sausage.
Okay, with that, we'll move on.
No, I mean, I legitimately enjoy, like, German sausage, like, okay. Bratwurst.
Dude, like Wiederschnitzel is like awesome. Wiederschnitzel? It's like only out there in Dallas. Or out there in your side. Yeah.
We got Wiener Schnitzel here in my hometown.
Well, we don't got them out here. I want one. I'm jealous.
Do you guys have Popeye's chicken?
Yeah, Popeye's chicken. What are you talking about? I'm in Atlanta. So what kind of question is that?
Love Popeye's chicken. I love that red beans and rice. It's good stuff.
Okay. Greg, I think you have the next one.
I just read one.
Oh, yeah, it's mine.
Okay.
Is it Metal Mouth E or just Metal Mouth with an E on it?
I guess the first one. Metal Mouth.
Is that the British, you know, spelling of it? Metal Mouth?
Like town?
Like yeah, town. Metal Mouth says, "Hey, Pod Tech, I'm Metal Mouth, and this is my first submission ever. I've been listening since episode 192. Here are my tips for Citadel, an awesome map which I think should be integrated into MLG
Agreed.
With the adjustments. So now on my tips. When the game starts, make sure you grab the sniper and rush for both overshields and rockets located in the middle. If your whole team has mics, this should work out fine.
No.
Then with your team, travel around a map in a circular motion while killing the opposing team as you go. This is great for keeping track of when the weapons spawn and spawn killing. Thanks for taking the time to read my submission. Keep on fragging my parents for grounding me from my Xbox 360 because they wanted me to get an 80 average on my mid-semester report card, and I got a 79, and I've been grounded for 3 weeks. Sad face.
Uh-oh.
Aw, sometimes you can't make the grade, son.
One more percentage point.
Sometimes you gotta try hard. Sometimes you gotta try hard.
Priorities.
That's what you get for being a slacker. You don't want to end up like me, kid.
The hardest thing in Brent's life.
Supposed to be like Jerome.
Saying Sasha. So, I mean.
Yeah. If I can't say Sasha. I keep wanting to say sausage and Sasha at the same time.
Because you just love sausage.
Like Sasha. Like.
Brent, it's okay. We can help you with your obsession with sausage. It's okay.
No.
Just eat the bacon. Just eat like.
Okay.
Drink the Kool-Aid. Just drink the Kool-Aid. Okay, just don't even think about it. Just drink it.
Just do it.
Okay. Next one we have here is from Relaxing Thought. He says, "Hey, Patek, it's Relaxing Thought with my first submission. I've been listening for almost a year now. Great job, guys. Anyway, Citadel is a relatively average-sized map with all sorts of short- and long-range weapons. For this map, I think that you should keep a BR on you at all times. It is useful for long hallways, and your secondary weapon could be anything you want. If a BR isn't readily available, although it should be considering there are at least four I know of on the map, go with sticking to small corridors and camping with SMGs or plasma weapons to quickly disable the enemy shields and melee for the win. Guns. Only move through the middle of the map if you need the rockets or if you absolutely have to. The middle is wide open with almost no cover, and no weapon spawns except for the rockets. Staying on the outer rims of the map, picking off enemies as you go. Keep on going in the big circle. First frag ever, keep on fragging that guy that steals Duststorm's watch. Hacks.
Hacks. Only Brits use hacks, not Scottish.
Not Scottish?
No, only British.
Only British.
I can't understand you guys over Xbox Live. Just speak more clearly, please. Everybody who's
understand your English. Start speaking Americanese, son.
Start speaking like heavy Western accent.
Listen, this game was created in America. That means you gotta speak American.
Just speak in American.
When you read the words, it's in American.
It ain't Canadian, ain't Scottish, ain't English.
Ain't no English.
English.
American. I ain't thinking of my dick's dipping. That's not what I meant to say. Dipstick.
Jimmy. How's it go with your dipstick?
Jimmy. I'm not thinking with it, Jimmy. Just speak American.
Okay. And Greg, you want to take Greg's?
Totally. Here goes your turn. Greg, Pokemon Master Indy, as I know him, writes in, "It's me again, and I thought I would submit for this episode, which is tips for Citadel. Citadel is what I believe to be a symmetrical map with a shotgun, special assault rifle, special assault rifle, carbine rocket, and two overshields. Have the best person with a special assault rifle, and have them use it, which is a sniper rifle.
Yes.
It will be vital to keeping the rocket and overshields for your team. There are exploding boxes near the spawns, so be careful about those. You might want to shoot them when there are some people on the other team near them. You need to have the rocket launcher for when someone takes the overshield when the sniper fails to kill them. There is also a shotgun near each spawn that you should try to use because there is an achievement relating to the shotgun on this map. But if you have the achievement, don't worry about getting it. Some of your team should have it, though, because there will always be the noob that camps with it. Well, that's all I have for now, and I'm going to head off with a keep on fragging. So this is the last keep on fragging for the show, ladies and gents. Keep on fragging noobs that have no grammar or spelling skills.
Skittles.
What kind of Skittles?
Skittles.
Sour Skittles? Crazy Core Skittles?
Yeah, that those right there.
Just the regular Skittles.
No, yeah. No. Regular Skittles are for fail.
Just Skittlet.
Skittles. The Skittlets. Oh, Jimmy. Scottish. That's pretty much the only thing I can try to do.
How's it going with your Skittlets?
Oh, Dustin, you know I think with my Skittlets every single day.
Absolutely. Every time the sun comes up, he's thinking with.
Sun comes up, my Skittlets are thinking for me. Sun goes down, my Skittlets are still thinking for me.
Skittlet senses are tingling, Dustin.
Really? Really?
What?
Yeah. What was that? Yeah, really. Do you guys remember those candies called Sixlets? They're like balls of chocolate.
No. Sorry, I don't eat too many chocolate flavored beers. Sorry.
Beers?
Spears.
Oh,
spears.
Okay.
Spears.
I thought you said beers? What?
Yeah, it's beer. I don't eat
them. Do they make a chocolate flavored beer? I think they do.
Yeah, it's called they do. What's it called? It's called chocolate malts, but
I don't like beer, so I would
try it. Greg Stripe.
Greg Stripe.
It's like Red Stripe, but it's not. It's Greg Stripe.
Dude, I just turned 21 this week since last show, so.
Greg Hauser-Busch.
I still have two more weeks.
We could have recorded this already, but I was not in the making comprehensive words mode.
I was in finals week last week, so.
Dusty, will you be celebrating your 21st birthday?
Yes.
Pal.
With friends. I don't know if I'll be playing any Halo or not.
It's gonna be like Animal House at Dusty's apartment.
Maybe, probably the weekend after I might play some Halo.
Dusty's gonna be wasty face.
No.
Yes, you are.
No.
Yes, you are.
No.
Oh, man.
Kidding.
But anyway, that's the last of these submissions that we have for tonight. Wrapping up for a short show, which is kind of actually nice for every once in a while.
Don't be a fool.
Stay in school.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So without further ado, send in your comments, questions, submissions to podtacular@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah, .com.
.com.
.edu. No.
Yahoo!
We are not edumacated. We
.ca.
Are...
.ca.
.ca. We're not in Canada.
No. We're in Canada.
We're
a guy that thought it meant it was like a California.
Yeah, if you go to .ga, it brings you to some weird stuff.
.ga. Is that like the actual Georgia, like the country?
Yeah, I think so.
If you go to .ga.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah,
but it should be.
It was so funny when Russia was invading Georgia, they actually closed some schools down.
In Georgia? Like a state?
I'm not lying to you. Like,
they're invading Georgia! We got close school.
The county I live in.
You saw Red Dawn getting the Jeeps!
the county I live in canceled school because of Russia invading Georgia. And they thought it was really the state.
Cool.
Wow.
No joke. This here, I'm going to Google it.
Anyway, continuing on.
It's the code for Gabon. What is Gabon? Gabon? Yeah. Gabon.
Look at this.
It's a country in...
Wait. Hold on. Here's the link.
We'll put the link in the show notes, too.
Cool. As someone who has watched Red Dawn many, many times, I would be completely prepared for that scenario.
Why do you watch it so many times?
Because it's an awesome movie.
Oh, really?
Ask me what separates them from us.
What, the Ruskies?
No, say what separates us from them.
What separates us
Why from are we them? Different?
Because they're Ruskies and we're not.
Because we live here! And then you shoot them. That works.
This is how it works.
Anyway. Oh, Patrick Swayze, if only you weren't dead.
Continuing on.
Oh, yeah, my turn.
No, I haven't even finished
Get
the
it.
First one.
Get it.
Okay, we'll finish it.
Your submissions are what makes the show what it is, so be sure to
keep an eye on what sex is. Swayze, property.
Keep an eye on the front page to send in stuff for next week's show.
Nobody puts a baby in a corner.
We're actually going to do it for like next month because we're taking a break after this show, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so next month's
well,
show.
Next week, we're actually going to do the Halo Reach thing.
That's a reach. Be sure to check out our website at podtech.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. There are many regular Halo events you can get involved with and meet some cool fellow gamers. If you want to get involved in the community, check out the PodTech Professional Recreational Clans, the PC Clan, and community-staffed events. And much, 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 much more.
And yeah. This week we're highlighting on the Halo 3 ODST Nights.
And many more.
Headed up by Slider Cleo. And she's been doing it since Halo ODST actually came out. Slider and they're working on...
Miss Cleo is at PodTech.
She's mean.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm saying if you have an all-night party for anything, it is like mandatory to have Lionel Richie's classic song All Night Long playing in the background.
We actually had a lady come into Best Buy looking for that. She sang the
Lionel Richie's greatest hits.
She sang the lyrics to me. She's like, I don't know the name of the singer to that song.
You're like, that's Lionel Richie. I love that guy.
I was like, thankfully you came to the right guy.
Get to the right dude.
That would make a good YouTube video.
Got your Lionel Richie fix right here. One time I was in a Walmart two chicks asked me how to spell REO Speedwagon. They thought REO was like REO, like A-R-E whatever, and it's just REO.
Oh. How funny would it be if like they come to you and tapped you on your shoulder and then like it's Lionel Richie. He turns around and just like this little, he goes like, do you know how
Lionel Richie wants to know how to spell REO Speedwagon.
There's a lot of, like, famous people that shop in my store, but we'll go into that later. What? Yay!
Have you met Little John and the East Side Boys lately?
I have, actually, once, and it was pretty recent. We'll talk about that in another
show. Did you get low?
No, that's what the girls do. I don't do that. I'm not a
girl. You don't get low?
I watch them do it.
Okay, Brent.
All right, let's see. Thanks to everyone that contributed to
the tag. I love Brent's... Price is Right voice. All right.
I'm Rich Phil. Price is Right.
Morgan Willington. Come on down.
Greg Lewis. Come on down.
And then, hey, Brent, why don't you tell us behind door number two? A new car.
Thanks, Drew. Today we've got Lysol. Disinfecting wipes. Keep your house clean and free of germs with Lysol.
See, he could do it. He could totally
now,
do it.
Now I want to find a soundbite to put behind this.
He could totally do it.
Thanks to everyone that contributes to Podtacular by dedicating time to lead events, working on the site to keep it up and running, helping out with the bills by donating through PayPal, following us on Twitter and Facebook, or subscribing to the show on iTunes and Zune Marketplace. Back to you, Drew.
Back to you, Dustin.
All of this and yours can be... Oh, shit.
I messed it up.
This showcase can be yours if the price is right.
How come you can do impersonations so freaking well?
I can't. I just have one voice, and it just happens to be Richfield. That's about it.
I mean, you do Jerome. You do Bob Barker.
Who's Bob Barker?
No, I didn't do Bob Barker.
Yeah, that was the...
No, that was Rich Fields.
This isn't him.
He replaced Bob after he died.
Yeah. And then, can you do a Patrick Stewart one? Probably not.
No, I can't do British.
No?
I can't do that kind of, like, British-y accent. the Patrick Stewart.
It's not that.
I know it's not that British, but I can't do it like he. It's kind of like Stewie has a British accent, but at the same time, it's not British.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I cannot do Seth MacFarlane at all. He has the best voice. I hate Seth MacFarlane, but I love that dude's voice. He's got an amazing voice.
Okay. Check out the other shows on the Gamercast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkies, the GCN Video Game Show, Post Game Report, and Destructoid.
Yes. And then I guess that's going to be it, ladies and germs.
Yep.
And tune in next week for the Reach Show.
Yep, Halo Reach Anticipation. Hopefully we can get some people on. And it will be live.
Live and in person.
Yeah, well, wait, hold on, we shouldn't say that. Just we're going to try to make it live because we don't know what day it is yet.
Well, yeah, once we have a day, we will inform everybody via the site and Twitter.
Twitter.
From the Bob Barker Studios in San Diego, California, it's live with Podtacular.
You need, like, one of those old TV show, like, chase music kind of things?
That's how we're going to start it next week, just for everybody. We're going to start it like that. And you're on.
Here's Greggy!
Like you should... We should introduce all the guest hosts, but... KBC, come on down!
Have, like, the Price is Right music playing in the background?
That would be so
fantastic.
Cool. We have to do it. That'd be awesome.
Just I wonder if we get Drew Carey to actually come on the show.
No, I can't.
I bet we can ask him. I bet we can ask him on Twitter.
You can go for it. You can try.
If I get Drew Carey, you have to promise to put him on.
Yes, I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Well, it has to be a promise.
I'll call out. We'll do it.
Okay, so until next time, I am Dust Storm.
I am G. Lewis.
I'm Brent Gamer.
And this is Podtacular.
And that's the way it was.
I protect the storm and the storm property.
Dustin, can you do a Katie Couric impersonation?
You do a Scottish?
Katie Couric.
Sorry, I'm bad with names.
She does CBS Evening News.
She won the Walter Cronkite Award.
Probably not.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Walter Cronkite?
He's dead. Female. You just don't like females.
I'm horrible with names.
After Dan Rather left, he didn't want to watch CBS Evening News anymore because it was a girl.
Yeah, so what?
Is that how it is?
That's fine. Whatever, Dustin. That's why you're going to be cop. I get it.
Cop?
Mm-hmm.
Dustin Pettigrew, lawman. New show on A&E. Right after Dog the Bounty Hunter and Steven Seagal.
He's going to be on Chips.
Man, if I could be with Eric Estrada right now, I'd be so.
Anyway, I gotta go.
Okay. Well, at least we got this done, so it should be out by Friday.
Cool. On Christmas.
Christmas gift. Yeah, good.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
Oh, Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
And a happy New Year.
This week on the Gamercast Network. On Sarcastic Gamer Red, the crew cracks Tiger Woods jokes as they discuss the averageness of Operation Flashpoint 2 and Lotto's ass-grabbing Army of Two adventure. On episode 82 of the Post-Game Report, Paul from the Video Game Jocks joins the crew for a descent into Dante's Inferno. On Sarcastic Gamer Pink, the ladies discuss pets, sagging body parts, and Peggle Knights. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more at GamercastNetwork.com.